Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Scott Richland, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Caltech here in beautiful Pasadena, California. Scott, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of quite simply helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices? But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Scott, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your viewers. So I'm the Chief Investment Officer here at Caltech. I oversee the investment office, which manages about $4.6 billion and is responsible for paying out about $250 million a year to the research institute. Caltech, as you know, is a world-renowned research and education institute. We are relatively small with about 300 faculty members, about 1,000 undergraduates and 1,200 graduate students. But our impact on society is much bigger than it might appear based on those numbers. So in terms of the things that I think about for managing my office, and I've been here for 14 years now, and as you know, you were quite helpful at the beginning of my tenure here when we got together and we had an offsite and discussed the things that we thought were going to be important for us in terms of developing a culture and developing our objectives. So we established our desired state, as you like to call it, as supporting world-changing discovery with superior investment results.
Love it. Love it.
I don't know if you remember that.
But I do.
We spent the entire day working on that, and it's been really important. And perhaps even more importantly, we established a set of values that we live by, and we continue to live by those values. And those values were ownership, persistent curiosity, integrity, respect, and intellectual honesty. Mm. And that remains in a large poster in our conference room that everybody sees every day.
Love it.
So when I think about how we manage our office and how I keep everyone working toward the same objectives, to me, the most important thing is to make sure that you have your objectives laid out and you have alignment of incentives. So, for example, we have one single performance incentive plan that everyone in the office, including me, belongs to. And so, and there's no differentiation in terms of asset classes or individual performance of one particular asset class. We all live and die by the performance of the entire portfolio. And of course, that helps us to generate teamwork because we're all working together to achieve the same purpose of having the best possible return for the portfolio. The other thing I do is I try to treat people as adults. And so I hire the very best people, the smartest people I can, and then let them act like adults, be self-motivated. They know what we're trying to do. And I let them go out and do what they were trained to do, or even sometimes if they're not trained to do it, let them figure out what they're supposed to do. I know that's the way I learned over my career. I was thrown into situations where I had no idea what I was doing, but if you're smart and motivated, you can figure it out. And you obviously get a lot of self-satisfaction from figuring out things on your own and making contributions to the organization without being told exactly what you have to do. So I may be a little bit different in terms of some of my colleagues. I don't take role. If on any particular day you asked me, where is my team? I may or may not know. They may be traveling. They may be taking a day off. They may be home with their kids. It doesn't really matter to me as long as they're accomplishing their goals and they are working toward our goal of having great investment returns so that we can make that $250 million payment over to the campus.
Scott, that's really, really useful. And I love, without repeating what you said there, I love, for example, that clarity of that one performance objective as a team. And I love that reference as well to the way that you lead your team, trying to, rather than trying to manage and control. If I've observed anything at all in the work that we do, I've noticed that the latter can just be exhausting, whereas the former, which is your style, I think is quite liberating. And my observation has been it really does bring out the very best of people, especially highly talented people, such as the individuals you're working with. Really appreciate that, Scott. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities that we have available throughout the course of the year, all of which are free to subscribers. So, Scott, could I offer you a virtual high five?
There you go. Thank you very much.
Scott, it's so great to see you again. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.